Hi, this is the description for DJ Field, DEJAFIELDS. Date of birth is 7/27/1996. Date of accident is 5/22/2025. This is a new patient visit for DJ Field. She has the following chief complaint. She has a real stiff neck and painful when she tries to move, severe migraine, pain in the upper back, no pain in the lower back at this time. She feels like her back is about to break into pieces. The headaches are severe as well. Difficulty in walking. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to a automobile accident that happened on 5/22/2025 at 10:30 p.m. The patient was traveling as a rear seat passenger in a Malibu car with her friends Corey and Chris. She was sitting in a rear passenger on the right. They were traveling near Puriton and Livernois. They were driving on Puriton, and she was not looking up for anything. She was appears that she heard that the other driver ran a stop sign and hit into their right fender at 30 miles an hour. Their car hit a pole after spinning a couple times and then hit a car on the other side of the road. The impact caused the airbags to be deployed in the front. Patient was not wearing a seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness. No, it was not a hit-and-run accident. Police did arrive at the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And the damage was to the car was that car was not drivable. Two of the tires and the axles were broken. The doors were not openable. Trunk was broke. Right rear passenger door window was broken. Other than that, the windshields were okay. Inside of the car, everything was okay. No damage to the seatbelt or steering wheel or dashboard. Regarding the injury, patient report that she suffered from a severe neck whiplash. She hit the door on the right. And there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. There was a shortness of breath. And there was no laceration, bleeding, fractures, or any other issues. She was taken to Sinai Grace Hospital, where she could not wait as she had to pick up her son, and she left against medical advice after waiting for 1.5 years to be seen. One and a half hour. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches, which are severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They feel like migraine. They're occupying the front and the right temple. Severe, and they are constant, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The patient reports that there is a no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no loss of memory, no seizures, no forgetfulness, no confusion, disorientation, no nausea, vomiting, and no incontinence. The patient does report the following symptoms. She is suffering from ringing in the ear and buzzing in the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision. According to her, the taste and smell is okay, and TMJ is okay. There is no loss of vision field. In addition, patient has sleep disturbance but denies any anxiety, depression, panic. She has a weakness but denies any lightheadedness. There is no numbness, tingling anywhere except for the right arm, which is shooting numbness and tingling from the neck area. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain in the neck, mid-back, and upper back, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is a radiation of pain to the right arm, peripherally or laterally, affecting the first, second, and third finger, and they felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and heavy. The pain is varying from 1 to 8, 1 to 9, and ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 9, ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient has had no investigation so far at all, no medical treatment. She does have a muscle weakness on the right hand and dropping the cell phone. There is no pain in the lower back. She can walk up to half a block with some pain. She can sit and stand, but it is painful. Sleep for 2 to 3 hours only. Please review the records for the system review for surgical history, allergies, personal family history, legal and employment status, relationship status, and she has retained services of Russo or Top Dog Law. Top Dog Law. I have never heard of this group. Anyway, please review the charts for the ADLs and diagnosis page as well. This is a 29-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Height is 5'4", weight 138. Blood pressure is 130 over 101. Pulse is 78. And pulse ox is 98. Temperature is 97.1. Height, as I said, is 5'4". And weight is 138. The patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. She does appear anxious, but there is a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device, and she is mobile. The gait is not antalgic. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological examination. In the musculature examination, kindly mention that there is a spasm of the trapezius muscles, 2+, with the cervical and thoracic fiber having a trigger points, and severe spasm is noticed in the cervical fibers also. Even sternocleidomastoid capitis muscles are in spasm. There is a spasm of the paravertebral muscles in the area of T3 to T5 with no trigger points, but 2+ hypertonicity. Quadratus lumborum muscle is normal and no other issues. SI joints are non-tender. There is no tenderness of the spine notice. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from C3 to T5. Bilaterally with 2+ hypertonicity, no trigger points, and also spasm of the trapezius muscles. The range of motion of the cervical spine is limited as follows. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are identified as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found. Sterling sign is positive. Lerner test is positive. The destruction test was positive. And Sotol test was negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test is negative. The Bruce test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. TLR is positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive. The Babinski sign is negative. Breger test is negative. SI joints are found to be non-tender. And standing flexion test, ED compression test, distraction test, favor test, Gunston test are all negative. Regarding the extremities, all the extremities are found to be completely normal. No finding in the shoulders, elbows, or hand and wrist. Tyndall's final sign is negative, and no issue with the motor power is found. According to the patient, the right knee was painful, but no positive findings are found. Extremities examination was completely normal. Diagnosis is from the template. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue for the neck and the upper back, and also incidentally for the knee on the left, right knee and possibly right shoulder, and SI joints with traction massage, chiropractic, home exercises. Patient is found disabled for work, hospital replacement. An MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant and TBI, SWI is ordered. MRI of the cervical spine is ordered without contrast. A Voltaren gel was provided. Narco 7.5/325 Vitral is provided. And Celebrex is given 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Aleve 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, pain relief. And Xanax is provided 1 mg for super anxiety, panic, and PTSD. Lyrica is provided for anxiety, depression, panic, and pain relief. Medigestic is for headaches. Lidoprim is provided for topical pain relief. The non-pharmacological treatment, as well as the home exercise, are all yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available at this time. We are ordering a release of records. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended, except maybe a trigger points if the patient continues to have a severe spasm of the upper trapezius muscle. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigation is already discussed. We ordered an MRI of the cervical spine and also brain with NeuroQuant studies. DME. Patient is provided with a tense unit to help with the muscle spasm. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.